Hey guys, welcome back to the Boom Bros podcast. This will be our first podcast on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to the channel, like the video, and then, you know, leave a comment. Tell us what you think.
And we've jumped on a lot of social media platforms. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. All of them are Boom Bros podcast, all just one word. So you can find us on there. You can listen to us on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Music, or, you know, whatever you're listening on right now. So,
yeah, make sure you like and subscribe, like the video. We've been getting a ton of feedback from the listeners. So please, you know, if you're listening, give us feedback wherever you're listening at, and be sure to let us know what you think and tell us how we can do better.
Exactly. Yeah. No, we greatly appreciate that. So this week's episode is on comparison, and we actually wanted to get started with a quote. The quote is by Jordan Lee Dooley, and I actually think she's an Instagram influencer. But it says, there will always be someone who has a little more than you, and there will always be someone who has a little less than you. Stop comparing. Start embracing where you're at right now, because you won't even be happy when you get to where you're going if you don't learn to love your imperfect everyday life.
Yeah, I think that's super important. The reason that we wanted to do comparison, you know, in my life, I've struggled with it. And I think, you know, more now than ever, just since social media is such a big thing these days, I think so many people, you know, struggle with comparison and looking at the lives of others and comparing what they have to what others have. And like I said, you know, I've been victim of that too. I struggled with that for a long time. But I think it's just super important for people to realize that, you know, not everyone's the same. Everyone has a different plan. Not everyone's life's going to work out the same way. So I think that's why we wanted to talk about that today, kind of just give you guys some, you know, our thoughts on that and how you can focus on focus on yourself.
Yeah. I mean, there's just been so much with social media, and I feel like everyone, especially probably about 25 and under for age.
Yeah, for sure.
They're comparing themselves, and it's just terrible. It really is. And it's become like, you know, just a huge problem. And so that's kind of where we wanted to start with that, was just like social media comparison. I found another quote from an article I found online, and it says, the reason that we struggle with insecurity is because we compare our behind the scenes with everyone else's highlight reels.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you see all these influencers, and all these people living their best lives, you know, traveling to, you know, Thailand and Hawaii and whatever. But you don't see their behind the scenes. Like, you know, everyone has troubles.
Yeah. Everyone struggles with different stuff, and you'll never know what people are struggling with. And I think that's the thing that, you know, people need to understand. You're never going to know what people are struggling with. Even, you know, rich and famous people, they have stuff that they keep in their personal life that, you know, people watching on YouTube or in movies, whatever, they're not going to understand what they're going through. You know, they could be battling depression. There's so many actors and stuff that, you know, they're battling depression, mental health issues like that and stuff as well. So, you know, you never know someone's life entirely.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just important to always remember that. That's kind of the first thing, is just realizing that, you know, they're not sharing every part of their life, and everyone has trials, so you're not the only one.
It's so toxic, really. Like, if you're on Instagram, I mean, like, I think people use the internet and, like, social media. I mean, like, it can be used for good. Like, yeah, there's a lot of good things that come from it. But, I mean, like, the reality of it is, like, people are, like, constantly showcasing their best aspects of their life on social media.
Yeah.
And so, like I was saying, like, you don't really see the behind the scenes of a lot of people. And that's just really because they don't want to shed light, you know, on rough situations. Like, no one's going to be posting about it, like, if they're traveling and they lose their bag or, like, you know. Like, you don't hear about that kind of stuff, like, on Instagram and stuff like that. And so, you know, it just they don't really provide a sense of reality.
Yeah, that's not real life. Social media, you know, 100% is not real life. You know, even people like us, like, you know, we have struggles and hard times. Like, we go through stuff that, you know, we're not going to be broadcasting on social media.
Yeah.
And that's just, I mean, that's important to not do that. Like, you don't want your personal life to be, you know, in the same, like, associated with what you put out. Like, you don't, people don't need to know your personal business. And so I think that's important to know that. But, you know, by people doing that, obviously influencers and stuff do that. They like to keep their personal life separate. But by doing that, that creates the thought process for people watching or people, you know, listening or whatever, that their life is just perfect because they never see the bad. So I think people just fail to realize, like, you know, they, people with money or these influencers are always going and doing cool stuff and never showing the bad parts. No one shows the bad parts.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see people posting bad stuff on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and all that.
Exactly. So, I mean, like, life can be hard. It can be ugly. It can be, like, just, you know, downright depressing at times. But, like, the thing that people really have to remember is every single person that walks this planet goes through that.
Yeah.
Like, you're not the only one. There's people out there that, there's not people out there that don't go through it. I mean, everyone.
Yeah, life's hard, man. I mean, life's not really easy. And that's kind of the reason, one of the things, honestly, this past week I've been struggling with a lot is, you know, kind of just focusing on what I need to accomplish. Like, my thing is, I watch a lot of, you know, YouTubers and influencers and stuff like that. I like to watch their videos, and I think it's cool, you know, when people like that, you know, at a young age, they can go out and make a YouTube channel, be successful and things like that. And so when I'm watching these people, I obviously think, you know, they're around my age and they're super successful. They're making, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars. And so in my head, it's like, I'm the same age. Like, why can't I do that? But at the same time, it's like, they're famous for a reason. Like, that, though, it's just like people think it's, you know, it's, oh, you just got to post on Instagram. You just got to make a YouTube video. It's not like that. Like, that's a business. It's 100% a business. They have managers, you know, they're running a business, and it takes just as much work as, you know, as any other business would. And so that's what I think I failed to realize. They kind of, you know, they got their foot in the game, built up a, you know, a following and stuff like that. And, you know, that's just not cut out for me. So that's not my life. And that's how I have to, you know, that's what I have to tell myself whenever I start comparing myself.
Well, I mean, yeah, like, even if you look at, like, the 19-year-old, I believe that's his age, Zion.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
He's 19 or, like, 20. I'm 21. He just signed probably a multi-million dollar contract. He just signed with Michael Jordan's shoe company.
Signed, I mean, Pelicans. Tons of money coming in.
Yeah, but, like, I'm not going to look at that because, like, that's what he's here for. That's his mission to accomplish.
Yep.
Mine is not to play for the Pelicans in the NBA. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, that would be very cool, but that is not mine. My job is just to watch.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have other stuff to figure out.
Exactly. And I think it's something that's important, and it's kind of, you know, goes into what you said a little bit earlier, but saying that, you know, looking at him and seeing, you know, his life is so awesome, it's so great, and, you know, looking at him and saying, oh, well, he's got it better than me. You know, someone's always got it worse than you too. So you've got to remember that. Just saying, like, you know, you can't be happy because someone else has it better is like saying you can't be sad because someone has it worse, you know?
I know. There's a picture that I saw. I'm going to post it on probably, like, on all social media. I'll post it everywhere on our page after the podcast. But it's like a picture of a guy in a, like, a wheelchair, and, like, he's looking off, and, like, he's saying, I wish I could ride a bike. And then there's a guy riding a bike, and he's like, I wish I had a car. And then there's a guy riding the car next to him, and the guy that's riding the car was like, I wish I had, like, a nice sports car. And then there's a guy in the sports car. And, like, it just, like, kind of kept going and going and going. And it's just, like, you can look to one side, and, like, you can just see everyone that has it better than you, but, like, people have it worse, too. And, like, whether you like it or not, everyone has a different role in this life.
Yeah.
And, I mean, regardless, like,
and it's like we've said in the past podcasts, it's hard to change the way you think. It's hard to change the way you live, you know, habits and things like that. But that, I mean, one thing that will, I can promise you, it will make you happier is be happy with what you've got. You know, focus on yourself. If you're, it doesn't matter if you're making $10,000 a year, $20,000 a year, you know, or $1 million a year. I mean, someone's always going to be outdoing you. So, yeah, work hard for everything that you've got, but focus on what you've got. Focus on how you can improve your situation with what you've got. You know, you can't jump from making $20,000 a year to $100,000 a year. I mean, maybe you can. That's great. Maybe you think of some brilliant idea that sells and you start making a ton of money. That's great. That's your plan. But You know, start with a small goal. How can you get from $20,000 1 year to $25,000 the next?
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever. Just move in small increments and move at your own pace. I think that's the most important thing.
Just kind of like put your head down, work as hard as you can, and be happy with the results. And it's kind of like, I think it was our second episode. You know, it was just, I think I'm trying to remember, excuse me if I get it wrong.
Yeah.
Well, the five things, like smile, serve,
sweat. Drive.
Strive. There's five of them. Start with S's. Go listen to it. But, you know, smile every day, sweat, work hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just strive to be the best person you can be. That's all you can do.
Strive to be the best person you can be. Yeah. Don't compare yourself to anyone else. And one of the things I always think about is, and it's extremely hard, like I said, in our generations, you know, we're both 21. So in this period, I feel like there's a lot of people that are influencers, you know, people get into that. You know, the moms being blog moms, and, you know, they have this cute, super cute family with a nice house and all this stuff. And it's, I mean, it's super easy to compare yourself to that, to say, you know, like, how can I not have that? Like, they're so perfect and everyone thinks they have an ideal life. But what I think is important is to focus, you know, I honestly just lost my train of thought, to be honest.
No, you're totally fine.
Just murdered
that. But no, you're fine. I mean, one thing that I kind of want to say that, like, that can help you if you are struggling with comparing yourself with people on social media. I mean, like, redirect your focus on things that really matter. So, like, when you redirect your attention towards, like, the real world, you have less time and energy to direct towards meaningless activities, such as, like, comparing yourself on social media. And so if you just, like, for example, like, my wife, she'll do these high-energy workouts at the gym, or, you know, or someone else can go and find, like, finish a book that you've been putting off for a while, and just immerse yourself in activities that leave you feeling better about yourself. And so, and like, instead of picking up your phone, scrolling through Instagram, seeing all these people with things that you don't have, go out and do something. Do everything that you can do by, like, you know,
I think it's super important, enjoying life. You know, whenever you're comparing, it's just, it's bad news.
Yeah.
Someone's always got something better. You know, it's just important to focus on you. What can you do each day to be better than you were the day before?
That's true.
And I think that that thought process is kind of, you know, kind of gone nowadays. You know, so with social media being so big and making such an impact on the youth, but it's super important to just kind of focus on what you can control.
Well, you know, we appreciate you guys listening. Like I said earlier, or like Ryan said, we're on YouTube. This is the first episode on YouTube. Go ahead and check us out, subscribe to us, you know, check out the other social media, look for that post. I'll post that later today when we release the episode. And so you know, we really enjoy you guys.
Thank you guys for listening. Make sure on the platforms we're going to be, you know, putting questions and stuff on our story. So if you guys want to be mentioned in the podcast, or you have any feedback for us, go ahead and leave a DM, leave a comment on the YouTube channel.
We got a seat. Well, we can have a seat right here if you're watching YouTube.
Yeah,
seat right here.
We can get you guys on the podcast. So if you want to be on the podcast, make sure you like and subscribe, leave a comment, and we can get you guys on here. We'll work something out.
Sweet. All right, thanks, guys. That's a wrap.